of Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. We are back for another week and we are angry, aren't we, JC?
Angry at the bookmakers and angry at myself for being really poor to start off season two. So hopefully we can pick things up this week. We've got a monster program to get through and I'll let you take it away. Do what you do best,
Huge program, Kay. It's all about the Million Dollar Chase, really. But there you can see the show rundown, Million Dollar Chase recap. And we're going to have a good look at the Dapto Megastar, which is really reaching its peak over the next couple of weeks. So why don't we get into it, mate? Let's quickly touch on your accountability. You still are in profit, but last week, 1 from 4.
Last week was not good.
No one's more disappointed than you, and you're always pretty good when you need to bounce back.
I'm always dirty on myself. I go best under adversity, and I'm looking to bounce back in a big way this week with 3 tips.
Why don't we get straight into it with your Thursday set then?
Yeah, let's rock and roll. I'm going to one of the heats of the Million Dollar Chase Regional Series at Casino. Ooh. Race 8, number 1, 7 Sinners. She returned to her home track last fortnight, winning over the 300 metres, defeating a dog called Key and Chaos, who is a very, very fast bitch around the Casino 300 metres. She's won 8 of her 13 starts here, and she has the speed to find the front early from box one. It's a bit of a track shaped like a velodrome. It's a big circle, so you definitely want to be drawn low and railing hard, and that's what she'll do. Let's go to Albion Park now. Race 1, number 2, Power of Whiskey, flying at Ipswich, winning his past 2 races in great fashion. Had his first Albion Park start last week. I think he'll come on from that race. He was beaten in a narrow margin and he has the speed to find the front and put him away down the back straight. Hobart, 1 tip. Race 9, number 4, Burn and Run. Happy to be very forgiving of his run on Monday night at Launceston. He finished last on that occasion, but he had absolutely no luck. Prior to that, he finished 2nd over this track and trip to a dog by the name of Shaw Danger. He's drawn inside that dog this time and he likes to use the track. So I think Burn and Run is really well drawn, and most importantly, RI, I've been having a few people get into me about my prices. I have been taking short prices, but they have been firming, to be fair. Burn and Run, you can guarantee you, he will be a large price. He will be at least $6, $7, potentially $10. So early. If he gets backed, he gets backed. Can't do anything about that, unfortunately, punters. So those are my 3 tips, and hopefully we can get 3 winners.
Thank you, sir. All right, JC, I think it's time for our Million Dollar Chase Weekly Recap. We're going to start in Tamora. And for a bit of fun today, we realised that the final of the Tamora Million Dollar Chase Regional Final is actually on at the same time as we're filming the show. So we thought, why not do a little bit of a live watch? So we're going to quickly look at the highlight from the heats, and it was Heidi McGraw out of box 8. Let's watch that.
Yeah, well, she absolutely shanghaied out of the lids. She was second market elect. Tim Zhu there in the white rug. He was favourite on that occasion. He returned from a 4-month break. But Heidi McGraw got the best of the start, found the front, and absolutely won by a minute. I could have said something else. But she ran 25.29, which was the new track record at Tamora, overtaking She's a Pearl's 25.38. Wow. So you can just tell there how far she actually went there. And she's got a start of a raging hot favourite potentially in the final.
All right, well, let's go and have a look at the final, the Tamora final, because it's about to go in a couple of minutes and we're going to live watch it. Let's see what the market is doing before they jump. All right, so here it is, JC, and we can see Explicit, the favourite from the 5. There's Heidi McGraw, $2.50. Talk to us. What
and
do you see?
And we see some live movement.
We do.
We're very innovative here at Wolfden. As you innovative. See, Heidi McGraw moved out a point there to 2.6.
Dynamic market. How cool is
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Explicit favourites, and you've got Tim Zhu there. Both the Jason Thompson runners were having their first start at Tamora. Dogs can often improve out of sight having their second start after having that first start. Heidi McGraw, she's drawn box 8 once again, so there's no reason why she can't run to the absolute best. But I am with Explicit the favourite. I think he just got in a race with a bit too much tempo for him last week. I think he can begin a lot better at his second start, and I think he'll be able to win. But as you see here, we've got a market mover late in the piece, Heidi McGraw. I think she'd potentially take over favourism just purely based off that time last week. So interested to see how this one plays out and can't wait to watch it in the Den live.
Let's do it. They're loading them up for the Tamora Million Dollar Chase Regional Final. We're going to get you to call, JC.
This is what it all comes down to. This is the biggest stage of them all. Tamora, 4.57. Collars and leads down. Content they can do no more. Green light's about to go on here. We've got Explicit from box 5 starting favour of Heidi McGraw, second elect from the Fairy Floss Rug. Lures coming around, off and racing the 6. Not sure its name, but it's got to find the front. But Explicit bursting through the pack from the yellow rug. Heidi McGraw trying to work her way across in the second place. Race on now.
Race on.
Race on. Heidi McGraw's very strong, Explicit. But Explicit's got 2 lengths on her. I think Explicit's home here. Be very surprised if he gets run down. And he might just break the track record here. Look at him come late. I reckon this is a run around the 25-20 or 25-30.
Let's see the
25-1 track record. Wow. New track record. New favourite for the Million Dollar Chase.
Groundbreaking
new favorite.
Stuff here at Dogs
new
of the
Den. New favourite.
Wow, that is so fast.
And I tipped the winner.
So, huge run there by Explicit. You're pretty confident it will be favourite. And can you see getting beaten in the Million Dollar Chase? Is it way too early to say that?
Oh, yeah, way too early to say that. I think he was potentially favourite going into that race, or he was obviously top three in betting. Broke the track record there, defeated Heidi McGraw. So, yeah, those two go through. I think Irinka Daniel finished third in that race. And Tim Zhu has to go the hard way. He'll probably have to go through the city qualifiers at Wentworth Park in about 6 weeks' time. So, unfortunate there for Tim Zhu. But at least Jason Thompson will be going home happy with Explicit.
So Explicit is guaranteed to start in the semi-finals now, isn't it?
Correct. And if he does draw a box, doesn't really need to draw a box, to be fair. He's got absolutely devastating early speed. So Explicit will be very hard to hold out in a semi-final and potentially win the whole thing. So best of luck to Explicit. He's a very exciting dog to watch.
Fantastic. All right, let's keep rolling. We're going to move to Goulburn. There was heats at Goulburn last Friday. We have the final there this Friday. Friend of the show, Mitch Beard, Nangar Larry, just keeps getting better. Let's watch his run. He's from the 7.
Yeah, huge win for Nangar Larry. He's been in a bit of a form slump, to be fair. He's lost 8 races in a row leading into this race, but it was good to see him get back to Goulburn, where he has a really good record ROI. He's had, going into this race, he had 4 starts for 5 wins, and you can see why. He burns across the field, finds the front, and really puts a gap in them late, running 24.52, and he was the fastest qualifier. The other heat was won by Overflow Bo, who run 24.59. So it's a cracking final this Friday.
Let's have a look at the final. Here are the odds, thanks to our good friends at Ladbrokes. What do you make of all that, mate?
Yeah, well, off the back of that win, obviously, Nangar Larry has to go up the default favourite. He's had 5 starts over this track and trip for 6 wins. Overflow Bo there as second elect off that also. I think Nangar Larry, just based off his form at the track, he's getting back into winning form, as you can see there. He should be very hard to hold out. But, yeah, don't discount Overflow Bowie. Could definitely improve having his second start over this track and trip. I think the market's pretty much spot on. Don't really see much value in either runner, to be fair. So definitely something I'll be watching. And let's see what goes through to the city semi-finals.
Sounds good. Let's move to Dubbo. They were racing at Dubbo last Saturday. They race again this Saturday in the final. And we're going to watch Flash Boom Bang, very much like his stablemate, or kennel mate, I should say, Palawai King. There he is in the red, flops right out the back. What's going to happen next?
Well, you wouldn't think he'd win from this position. It's very hard to do so over the 5.16 at Dubbo, but this dog has an absolute engine. He's probably one of the more exciting dogs to watch currently now in New South Wales and pretty much across Australia. Watch him wind up late here, punters. He was absolutely devastating. He ran really fast time considering his racing style, 29.29, and he does exactly what his name says, RI. Flash, boom, bang, straight over the top. It was a really good win. And can't wait to watch him go around this final, drawing the fairy floss, the outside rug.
He's a big dog too, isn't he?
Huge dog.
Let's have a look at the market for the Dubbo final. There it is. Talk to us.
Yes. Well, Raymond Smith holds all the cards here, I think. He's got Bella Una in box one. We've seen her be really successful over this track in recent months. Flash Boom Bang, obviously, he draws probably where he wants to be, considering he does like to use the track and run around runners and come home really strong. So I think Raymond Smith, or Jack Smith, better known as, he should walk away the winner in this race. I think the market, once again, very spot on. Exposed dogs, exposed form lines, very hard to get much value at all, but can't have Flash Boom Bang much shorter than what he is based off that running style. He's probably got to be back towards the rear and need luck. So Bella Una, maybe potentially small value there, but obviously the Ladbroke punters have caught on to that because look at her. She's the market mover, $6 for Bella Una.
And they raced at Maitland yesterday where Nad Al-Sheba was very impressive from the 3, and here they go.
Yeah, well, he won this race at Box Rise, as you can see here. Rinse a lot in box one. He was heavily supported, SP'd $1.40 on the night, but Nad Al-Sheba beat him to the punch, got around the outside of Rocky Reef here, set his sights for home, rinsed a lot in Barefoot Zulu, boxes one and boxes two. They're both very, very talented youngsters, but they weren't able to pick up the old, well, he's not an old war dog, but let's call him that for now, compared to his little young counterparts. But really interested to see how those dogs go at Wentworth Park. Obviously, Nad Al-Sheba and Rinse a Lot are both proven winners there. Rinse a Lot at Group 1 level. Nad Al-Sheba's been very competitive in a lot of feature races there this year. But Barefoot Zulu, that's twice now he's taken off really good ground from Rinse a Lot. So Very excited to see how you go at Wentworth Park over a bit more distance.
All right, and there's plenty more million-dollar chase action over the next week or so. Where else are we kicking off at?
It's a bit like the Olympics, you know, RI. You get to sit back for those for that fortnight and you just absolutely smash through sport straight through your eyelids. We've got heats kicking off at Casino on the 5th, Richmond on the 6th, and Broken Hill on the 8th on Sunday night there. So looking forward to all those, and I'll be keeping a close eye on Heat 1 at Casino where Seven Sinners goes around for the Thursday set.
Very good. We're going to move now to the Dapto Megastar. We've got the heats this Thursday night, then the final next Thursday night. And we know that there's 5 heats, and the winners of all those heats go straight into the final, and then the 3 fastest seconds go in as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the conditions of the race?
Yes, well, it's an open grade race for all sexes and all age groups, excluding maidens. $75,000 to the winner at Group 1 level, as you mentioned, and can't wait to get into it. It's got a really, really good honour roll. Dogs such as Good Odds Harada, Flying Ricardo and Umberto last year for that man, Jason Thompson once again, and Peter Lagogiani was on handling duties that night. So looking forward to it. We've got 5 heats, as you mentioned, RI, and let's rip and tear.
We will, and it also has implications for $1 million chase because first 3 in the final get into the semi-final of the $1 million chase as well.
Yeah, very important. We'll see in heat 5, there's a couple of Victorians in that race. I think they're just trying to get a little easy way through to the $1 million chase semi-finals, and hopefully they can pick up some Group 1 glory in doing so.
Very good. Let's start with Heat 1.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of speed expecting this race. You've got Quantifiable from Box 1, Marvel Zombie, Bumpy Gold and Overflow Jill all looking to push forward. From a tipping perspective in this race, I'm pretty happy to be with Marvel Zombie at the $6.50. I just think Bumpy Gold, she trialled last week over this track and trip, only run 30 and 20 with a quite slow run home, and Quantifiable, she's on the quick backup from a 365 metre race at Nowra on Monday, so she also could be a bit flat, and she does like to angle a little bit off the track, so Box 1's probably not super suitable for her. Marvel Zombie, $6.50, does look to be value, has really faultless box manners, should find the front, be really hard to run down late.
Very good, let's move to Heat 2.
Omega Travis here from Box 4 and might have been in Box 6. They look the only 2 speed runners in this race. We saw Histories coming in a derby earlier this year, show really brilliant acceleration, but he just hasn't quite been nailing the start of late, although he could potentially kick up and cause a few problems for Omega Travis. But I have lent that way. I am Omega Travis here. $2.20 looks a fair price. I think he might start a lot shorter than that, just based off his personal best over this track and trip. He's run 29.50. He's coming off a really slick win in top grade company at Wentworth Park last Saturday, and as mentioned, the map looks really kind for him. So Omega Travis should be very hard to beat in Heat 2.
Very good. Let's move to Heat 3.
Heat 3, you've got Good Odds Cobber from Box 2 and Hurricane Rain from Box 7. They look the 2 main speed factors here. Very hard to be against Good Odds Cobber here. I've landed his way. He's just a clear class runner of this race. So 23 starts RI for 41 wins. Really good strike rate. He's found a race here where he should be able to dictate terms from the front, and odds on, obviously $1.60. some people will say look on, but he could easily start a lot shorter than that, and if he does find the front, he should be pretty much home.
Very good. We're going to move to Heat 4.
Plenty of speed in this race. Pretty much every dog can go forward other than potentially like a great flash in Box 6, so it's gonna be a charge of the Light Brigade early RI. I've landed on the 7 here, both Bowers Ace. No knock against Power and Glory. The only thing I will say is he has been a little bit tardy at his last 2 wins at Wentworth Park. I don't think he'll be able to get away with that here, and at that price, you don't necessarily want to be tipping a dog that needs a bit of luck. So both Bowers Ace, will admit he has had his convictions in the past, not wanting to go past the leader and whatnot, but as you can see there, he's won 2 of his last 3 races, both in emphatic fashion at Wentworth Park, and he's a fair enough price to take the risk. So Heat 4, I'm going with the 7, both Bowers Ace.
Rolling to Heat 5.
Plenty of speed once again. Gets late early. Royal Panama, Lakeview, Emily and Gold Scotch, the 2 Victorian runners looking to cement their place in the semi-finals of the MDC. They all look to press forward here. Really, really unsure how to go in this race, but I've landed on Gets Late Early, the current favourite. I just think with all that speed forecast to come from out wide, if she can potentially kick up, as we saw in the past, she does like to shift off the track. But I think if she can kick up, hold them all out, she'll be able to do that and be really hard to run down. I just don't think Lakeview Emily or Gold Scotch have the run home times to run her home, run her down, sorry. And still available is probably the only dog in this race that could run her down, but I'm just unsure where he gets on the map. So the final heat of the night, race 10, heat 5, I'm going with the number 1, Gets Late Early.
Outstanding. Well, it's been a big show. You've been A very, very useful.
My mouth's dry, RI.
Analyst.
I've called races. I've analysed races. I've tipped winners live.
Yeah.
Hopefully I could tip some winners that aren't live on Thursday, because that's what I get paid the big bucks to do, RI, and it's been very disappointing. Dirty on myself, so hopefully I can come back next week with a bit more spirits and a bit more oomph in my step and a few winners, hopefully, in the kitty.
Very good, mate. You were great, and that'll do for the day. So we'll see you next week. It just keeps getting hotter and hotter around the $1 million chase, and we'll have plenty to bring you about that next week. Up the den. See you soon. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.